Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 55 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about everything you need to know to start your own podcast. So, my friends, it's time to let your voice be heard.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, do you have a message on your heart that needs to be heard? Well, there is one way to make that happen, and you can start today. Well, that one thing is podcasting. And so whether you're an author, a pastor, an entrepreneur, podcasting, my friends, is right for you. So you don't have to have a large audience to start. You can simply start today. Well, in today's episode, we're going to discuss the idea of podcasting, the equipment that you're going to need, and how to afford it on a cheap budget. Well, we're also going to talk about why you should start your own show and how to get past that dreaded seventh episode. Well, I'm excited about this show. All of this and more is coming up right here on the JB Sism Show. My friends, stick around. There's so much involved. I'll be right back. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and if this is the first episode that you are listening to, this show is dedicated to helping you find your voice so that you can stay motivated with clarity and succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. Well, my friends, you probably have noticed that my voice probably sounds a little bit different today. That's because I'm using the brand new DBX 286S microphone preamp processor on my microphone. So, I'm really excited about it. I did a whole unboxing of it, did a whole story of it on Snapchat. And if you're not following me on Snapchat, I encourage you to type in my username at JB Sism, and you'll be able to follow me there. I do regular stories on the social media network there. And yeah, sometimes I'll do some teaching, but mostly it's my life in between the posts. And so I did an unboxing of this piece of equipment and really excited about it because I think it makes my voice sound really good. Took me a little bit to get it set up. And then for whatever reason today, I'm just having a dickens of a time starting this episode. This is probably the fourth time I started the introduction. And I don't know if it's because I'm nervous about the new piece of equipment. I don't know if it's because I'm tired and I'm just tired. I don't know. It's about 10:30 at night on Tuesday. And, well, the episode's going to go live in a few hours anyway. So I figure what better way than to record now. Well, anyway, I will have links to this equipment and actually links to all of the equipment that I use on a weekly basis for this podcast so that you can check it out. Now, I do need to say I do not make a commission off of anything. So any links that I provide for you to purchase stuff, I don't make a commission on it. So you can purchase it and enjoy it. And then just give me the credit and say, hey, Jason, you know, sent me loose and said, why don't you go purchase this and then make yourself sound better on your own podcast. So that's what I try to do. And anyway, well, this mic processor is really nice because what it does is it helps boost the gain of my HiOPR 40. Now, the HiOPR 40 has a pretty low gain already. And so I kind of had it cranked on my Mix 8 Mackie mixer. So what I did is this mic preamp helps me actually boost the signal. And then I'm able to add some compression to my voice. I'm able to have a little bit of a de-esser on there, so it sounds not so crispy sounding. And then I also have a enhancer as well for both the low end and the high end frequencies. So the low end actually allows kind of the bassy sound of my voice to come through, but then the high end also allows kind of those higher frequencies to come through. So it kind of has more of that NPR sound to it. And then I also have a gate on it. That way, any noise that's in the room, so if I drop something and you won't hear it. That's the beauty of a gate. So if my dog is running around, hopefully you won't hear her jingling around. So the gate actually helps block out some of the unwanted sounds. And especially because I play with my microphone a lot. And the last thing I wanted to do was to have the sound of my microphone popping through every now and then. And it was just kind of bugging me as it was. So I wanted to make sure that I had a clean audio sound. So anyway, so I purchased the DBX286S mic processor. And I think it works pretty well. I really like it. The only thing I'm doing different, and probably going to buy a new cable for it, and that is I'm using a quarter inch to quarter inch cable into the line in, rather than using a quarter inch to male XLR. There's something to be said about using the proper cables, using an actual XLR, probably get a little bit better sound, and I'll probably be getting one of those cables. I think it'll probably help just clean up the sound just a little bit more, isolate it and shield it a little bit better than what I am having right now. However, podcasting is something that I have been doing regularly now for over a year, and we are now at episode number 55. I know there were several weeks in a row that I did not, did not record. Well, and that's just because I got tired. Well, I have made it a commitment, and I mentioned this a couple episodes ago. I made it a commitment that I am going to do everything I can to make sure that I am having a new episode out every Wednesday at 5 a.m., That's my commitment to you for 2016. I want to make sure that you are getting the very best every week. So, that being said, it's 10:30 at night on a Tuesday. Episode's supposed to go live at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. So, I wanted to make sure that I got in and recorded today's episode. Well, I want to talk about podcasting. And the reason why I want to talk about podcasting is because I've been having questions. Some of them have been on Twitter through private messages. I've had conversations with different church leaders. And a lot of them are like, you know, what's the deal with podcasting? And why is it so important? Well, I think it's so important because it allows people, it's easier than ever for average Joes like myself and you who are listening to get our voice out there. Normally, you'd have to have had broadcast training. Normally, you would have had to have a broadcast license, whether you were going to do a ham radio or whether you're going to be broadcasting for a local radio station. You would have to have had some kind of formal training of broadcast. Well, podcasting is completely changing the turf, completely changing how everything is done today. And in fact, more and more guys who are on the radio are quitting the radio careers and switching to podcasting. And that's not to say that radio is bad. I don't think it is. I don't even think it's going to die anytime soon, but I think we're going to start seeing a shift in the radio world where you're actually going to start hearing podcasts syndicated on the radio. because the sound and the quality of these shows are just as good, if not better, than a lot of what radio puts out there. So I think podcasting is one of these things that will help people get their voice out there. It's one of these things that will help establish you as an authority figure in your little niche market, or niche market, if you want to call it that. So what do you need to start podcasting? Because for podcasting, you obviously need something. You can't just arbitrarily start. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and what I did to start podcasting. And if you really want to know what it sounds like to hear a beginner podcast, well, you could just simply go to jbcism.com/001. So jbcism.com/001, and you can hear how bad my first episode was. But you can hear my passion, and you can hear that I was really excited when I first started, and I'm still excited. I'm just as excited today as I was then. So I started with the idea. I'd been listening to several podcasts, and I realized I was enjoying the content so much. I knew that I had a message in my heart that I wanted to get out into the world. One of the ways that I knew I could do that was through podcasting. Now, I had done several podcast episodes through the church, and most of that was I had recorded the intros and the outros for the beginning and the ending of the sermons. And I did that because I knew other churches were doing that, but very few churches in the Twin Cities area were doing that. So I really wanted our podcast as a church to kind of stand out, be a little bit different than what everybody else in the Twin Cities was doing. And so I started this back in about 2005 is when I put our church on iTunes. Or maybe it was 2006. It was somewhere in there. And I can't tell you what our stats were. I don't know how many people listened to the show. But one thing I knew is I was one of the first podcasters out there. And I knew I had done that then. Now fast forward to last year. So now fast forward 10 years. And I knew that I had to do something a little bit different. I knew I had a voice, and I knew I had a message on my heart. And I knew that podcasting was probably one of the best ways for me to do that. So all I did, I opened up my computer. I opened up my computer, and I began recording. I hit record on Audacity, and I recorded my very first podcast episode. And I got to tell you, I was so excited. So excited. And when I recorded that first episode and I hit publish on it, threw it on my website, it was like an exhilaration I had never felt before, because I had just done something spectacular. I had just put my voice on the internet for other people to hear. Now, my voice has already been on the internet through different sermons I'd given and on video, because I had, been recorded giving speeches and sermons. But knowing I had something audio-wise that was me, it wasn't tied to the church. It wasn't tied to any other entity. It was all me. It was my voice, my show. I got to write the rules. I got to decide what the content was going to be. And when I put that out there, I'm like, I can't wait until next week. I can't wait till I get to put my next episode out there. And so the next week, I did a little bit better, had a little bit better microphone, and then I just kept plugging away. Now, 55 episodes later, I am telling you everything that I know that you need to know to start your own show. So what do we need to do to start podcasting? What is it that we need to grab onto? What is it that we need to do so that we can have our own online internet-based show? Now, I need to clarify something. This is not internet radio. And I think a lot of people confuse podcasting with internet radio. Internet radio is something completely different. It's a whole other thing. It's where you are listening to live streaming of radio stations. That's internet radio. Or internet radio is also where you have a license to have your own radio show on the internet. It's not going over the airwaves. It's only on the internet, but you still have to comply with all of the licenses that a normal station would have to. So podcasting is not internet radio. However, I will say this, it is similar and it is likened to internet radio. Why? Because podcasting is a lot like talk radio. It's like talk radio, but you're not constrained by what the studio wants to hear. You're not constrained by advertisers. You're not constrained by other people's agendas. It's your show. You can do this in your basement with limited amount of equipment, and you can have your own show up and running within minutes. I mean, you don't even have to wait for days to get your first show up. You can get it up literally in minutes with the equipment that you have sitting in a desk drawer. And so podcasting is this great idea, this great movement that allows us to convey our thoughts, our ideas to a world of ears waiting to listen. So what do we need to do to start podcasting? Well, number one, we need an idea, a little spark, an imagination that's going to tell you that, yeah, that's what I want to talk about. That's what's on my heart. That's what's on my mind. That's what's in my soul. I have to get that message out. And I don't care if it's teaching people how to flip pancakes or telling about your favorite TV show. There's a truckload of TV show podcasts out there. And in fact, that's how a lot of people learn about podcasting. I learned about it because somebody introduced me to a Superman podcast. And this was back in about 2004 when podcasting was so brand new. It was basically still in its infancy. That's how I learned about it. Well, I knew that I had this idea. And this idea was, I wanted to help people get clear and stay motivated with clarity. I wanted them to have tools to go deeper in their walks with the Lord so that they could succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life. That's why I started the show. I didn't start the show because I needed something else to do. I started the show because I was passionate about it. And I think that's the ticket right there. You have to be passionate about what it is you want to convey. You have to be passionate about what it is you want to say. And podcasting allows that avenue. It allows you to say, yep, this is my mission in life. This is what I'm going after. This is what I need to do. And you just sit down and you do it. And, oh man, I just absolutely love it. It's one of the best things that I have ever done. And it's one of the best things that I can do to convey my heart. And I think that's what it is. It's It's allowing me to speak from my heart to you. I feel like it's a conversation. I feel like I can sit down and have a conversation with these people that I listen to on a regular basis. And sometimes it feels like I absolutely know who they are. It doesn't feel like that they're strangers. You know, there were ships passing in the wind. It honestly feels like that we know each other. And truth to tell, I would love to sit down and have coffee with some of these people that I listen to. Cliff Ravenscraft, Pat Flynn, John Lee Dumas, Michael Hyatt. Those are just some of the guys I listen to. Check their shows out. They're absolutely fantastic. But it has to start with an idea. You have to be passionate about what it is you want to say. Because everything else I'm going to say next, whether it's the equipment, the website, if you don't have an idea and if you're not passionate about that idea, it's going to sink. It's going to fall apart. And so make sure that you start with your idea. So number two, let's talk about some of this equipment, because now you have your idea. You know what's on your heart. You know what you need to convey to the world. You know what you need to get out there. So you don't have to start with the best. You don't have to start with lots of equipment. You don't have to spend a truckload of money to get your podcast up and going and off the ground. And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up. They think they need all of this equipment. Or they'll see my pictures and they're like, wow, you really got all this stuff going, don't you? You know, it's not about that. It's about getting your message out there. And there are simpler ways of starting a podcast. Now, eventually, are you going to want to upgrade your equipment? Oh, absolutely. You're not going to want to just sit there and, not have good sounding quality, you know, audio. But I will say this, it's better to get your message going than to never get your message going. So the equipment is just a piece of the puzzle. The biggest thing is your message. Because I heard this said by Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. Dave Jackson said this. He said, you know, you can have really good sounding stuff, really good sounding audio, but if you're just talking garbage, well, good smelling garbage is still that. It's garbage. It's good for nothing. It just needs to be thrown out and tossed away. So you want to focus on your content. And so that's why I'm mentioning all of this first before I talk about the equipment, because I want to make sure that you understand it's about your idea. It's about the content that you're going to say, not the equipment that you use to get that message out there. So now that we have that covered, let's talk about some of this equipment. Now, when I started, I didn't have any equipment. At least it wasn't readily available. I had it, I just didn't have it readily available. It was actually all at my office. Some of it was mine, some of it was borrowed, and some of it was returned back to the church. So I started with my laptop. And that's the main thing you're going to need. You're going to need a computer. And your computer is what's going to record your audio. Now, I today no longer use the computer to record my audio. I use it to look at my notes, look information up, etc. Now, I use a Tascam digital audio recorder to do all of my audio recording. And that's just simply because I don't trust the computer any longer. Simply because my computer is getting old. However, you really only need your computer to start. And every computer has a built-in microphone. Now, I don't recommend that you start with your built-in microphone. And the reason I say that is because I did. You can go to jbsism.com/001 and listen to that episode. And oh my goodness, is that episode rough. It starts off really loud with the music and then a really quiet voice. And that's because the voice was so quiet. And that's because it was the onboard microphone. It didn't have this sound. It wasn't crisp. It wasn't clear. But the message was good. The message was there. That's all that matters, right? Well, from there, I upgraded to a different microphone. And some people are going to laugh at me when I tell them the microphone that I switched to. Now, I switched from my internal microphone to my earbuds. That's right, you heard me. My phone earbuds. Why? Because they had a built-in microphone. So that's what I did. I recorded right onto my phone, and then I uploaded it to iTunes from there. So that's what I did. Well, not iTunes, my podcast host. Well, that lasted for one episode, so that was episode 2. And then episode 3, I switched to a Sennheiser E609. Now, if anybody who knows anything about microphones, a Sennheiser E609 is not a vocal microphone. So I don't know what I was thinking when I switched to that. I did that for a few episodes, and I just couldn't get the audio levels I wanted. So, from there, I switched again, probably around episode 5, maybe, 5 or 6. I switched to the Shure SM58. The Shure SM58. Now, when I switched to the Shure, that's when I bought my mixer. That's when I bought my recorder. And that way I could control the sound a little bit better. And the Shure SM58, it's about a $100 microphone. And honestly, it's one of the best microphones that you can use to start your podcast. Now, you don't need it, but if you want to start off right and you want to start off not sounding like a little tiny voice box talking to a laptop, you're going to want a microphone that's not going to cost a lot of money, and that is the Shure SM58. Now, that microphone is one of the standard microphones that we use each and every week at Life Church in Eden Prairie. All of our vocalists use it, and it's a great sounding microphone. It's an industry standard microphone. And a lot of podcasters will start with this microphone simply because of its price and simply because of its sound. And if you go to any of my earlier episodes, anything earlier than episode 25, you're going to be listening to the Shure SM58. And I think you're going to find that it sounds pretty darn good for being just a regular vocal handheld microphone. It's not broadcast quality. It's nothing special, but it is a workhorse that doesn't cost a lot of money. So if you want to start with something simple, start with the Shure SM58. Now, my computer, I use a program, and this program is completely free for me to use. I use Audacity. Now, Audacity is a completely free program. There are patches I think you can buy, and I think you can donate to the software company because it is a freeware. However, you don't have to. It's completely free. It's a great program. I still use it today to do all of my podcasts. And it's a great program. I think it does a fantastic job. I think it's a simple program to use. And Audacity is what you're going to need. If you don't have a little recorder like a Tascam or a Zoom or the Roland R-5, you're going to need something to record onto. And one of the best programs you can do that on is Audacity. So you can plug your microphone right into a little mixer. It's called an M-Audio mixer, and only costs a few dollars. I want to say I spent maybe $50 on it. You plug your microphone in there. It has a USB that connects directly into your computer. You open up Audacity, and you can record your podcast right there. And I got to tell you, you've only spent maybe $150 to start your podcast. So if you're on a really tight shoestring budget and you can afford not going to McDonald's for an entire month, you will have everything you need, $150, for your first podcast. And it's going to be great. Now, the other thing that you are going to need is a hosting company. Now, there are plenty of great hosting companies out there. There are companies that I've used. There is SoundCloud, and they're a great company. And you're going to want to buy their Pro Unlimited, which is about $157 a year. Hold on, let me look it up. Okay, I'm back. It is $15 a month or $121 a year. So if you do the yearly plan, you're actually going to save some money, and kind of, I think that brings it down to about $12 a year. So you're going to save about 32% on the cost of the Pro Unlimited SoundCloud offerings. So it's a great program to use. I use it for all of my podcasts. I really like it. There's other companies out there called Libsyn, Podbean, Podomatic, I think, is another one. So, do your homework, do your research. Just kind of go to Google and type in podcast hosting. Now, I recommend SoundCloud just because it's easy. It's simple to use. You can test it out for up to 3 episodes if you want to test it out. You could test it out at SoundCloud.com and just upload your first 3 episodes completely for free, and you can test it out there. So $127 a year, not a lot to ask. It's really inexpensive to host your audio. Now, some people might ask, well, can't I just put the audio right on my website? I say don't do that. Because what if your podcast takes off and all of a sudden you have 1,000 downloads immediately as soon as your episode goes live? You're going to crash your website. But more than that, if you're on a hosting plan with a bunch of other people, you're going to crash all of their websites as well. That's why I say it's very important that you should use a hosting company. That way you're not going to be draining your server and crash your website. Because if that happens, nobody's going to get your episode. Nobody's going to be able to download it. So use a hosting company to host all of your audios. Do not put your audios on your website. It's risky. It's a risky endeavor to do. Unless your website company, now if you're self-hosted like me, you need a hosting company. If you're using another company and you buy their media package, that's different. So you're not then hosting it on your website. You're actually buying a media package. Now, I recommend using SoundCloud or Libsyn or somebody like that to host all of your audio. And that way, I think you're just going to be much safer in that regards. So that's kind of the equipment that you're really going to need. So I encourage you to get an M1 audio box, because that connects to your computer. Get a Shure SM58, and you're going to spend maybe $150. Hold on, let me actually look up the pricing. Okay, I am back. I do need to apologize a little bit. The M Audio Fast Track device that I was talking about that you plug your microphone into is about $100, and yeah, that's not terrible. So if you are on a budget, that is going to be a very, very good option for you. And again, the Shure SM58 is about $100. You can go to Amazon and get them for right at about $100. So they're inexpensive and they're great cardioid dynamic microphones. Now, if you really want to go even a little bit less expensive, there are two microphones out there that you can buy that you can plug directly into your computer. And you don't need the M-Audio, you don't need the Shure SM58. And everything I've heard about these, they are fantastic microphones. Now, these are USB USB microphones or USB XLR microphones. So you could use it on a mixer or you could use it directly into your computer. One is the Audio-Technica ATR2100 USB cardioid dynamic USB microphone. Now, that microphone is a good sounding microphone. I've heard people do tests on that microphone, and I think it sounds pretty good. A lot of podcasters also use this microphone. So for about $60, $59.95, you can get the Audio-Technica ATR2100. Now, they also make a condenser microphone. So you've probably heard a lot of people say, well, if you're going to do any kind of audio voice recording, don't use a dynamic, use a cardioid condenser, not a cardioid dynamic. Dynamic means you have pressure waves of your voice will actually activate the coils in the microphone. That's what I'm using right now. I'm using a Hi-O-PR 40, which acts like a condenser, but I don't need phantom power. I don't need any other auxiliary power to get the microphone to work. A condenser microphone uses magnetic plates that charge when there's power applied, and that's how they make their sound. That's how they pick up your voice. So that is the Audio-Technica ATR2500 USB condenser microphone. And again, it is a USB microphone. You can plug it directly into your computer. That one is about $61. Now, if you do by chance happen to go with a condenser microphone, you're going to need some soundproofing in your room. You're going to need some dampening. You're going to need some foam on the walls to help absorb the reflection of your voice. So that's why I recommend a dynamic microphone. The ATR2100 USB is $59.95, and you cannot go wrong with that microphone. So if you're really, really on a shoestring budget, you don't want to have a mixer, you don't want to plug more than one thing in, then I would go with a USB microphone. The ATR2100 is a great one that you can use. So podcasting doesn't have to be expensive. And I think that's what a lot of people think. They think podcasting is expensive. But it doesn't have to be. Now, the next question a lot of people ask, and this is kind of the third thing I want to talk about is, you know, do you need a website? Well, personally, I would say you're better off if you have a website that you can host all of your content on, where people who like your website, I mean, who like your podcast, they want to know more about you. I encourage you to have a website to blog on, to put your episodes on, whatever it is you're going to do with your website. I encourage you to have a website because that tells your listeners that you care more about them than just their ears. You want to invest into them in other ways. And so I encourage you to have a website. You can go inexpensive with that. For many, many years, I used WordPress.com. I purchased the JBSism.com domain from WordPress years ago, back, I want to say 2010, I bought that domain. And that was about, $18 a year. And that's all I was spending on my website, $18 a year. And then I decided for the release of my book, I was going to get another website. I was going to get a static website, and I was paying about $35, $40 a month for that. So, you know, websites can either be inexpensive or they can be very expensive. Now, if you go the WordPress.com route, that's great. WordPress has podcasting built into it. It's basically built for podcasting, which is great because you can use a RSS feed. So I'm not going to really get into the RSS feeds a whole lot. There's plenty of information on the internet about that, but I will say this. An RSS feed allows iTunes to pull your episodes and make them available. So one of the best things that you can do is use a RSS feed provider. So I use feedburner.com. You can hook it up with your Gmail or your Google account. I use Feedburner. So what I do is I create a category on my blog called podcast, and all of my episodes go into there. I take that RSS feed for the podcast. So I want to say it's like, jbsism.com/podcast/feeds or something like that. And I will take that and I will insert that into Feedburner. I'll create a Feedburner feed. I'll follow all the instructions, insert all of my metadata about my show. So basically, your show's title, where it's going to be located on iTunes, and a brief description. So is it a self-help? Is it religious? What is it? So just kind of where do you want it listed in the directory? And then a brief description, and then you hit publish. And you could take your Feedburner RSS feed and give it to iTunes, and they'll upload your podcast for the entire world. And it's great. And so that's why I say have a website, because it's going to help you. It's going to help you broadcast your message faster. You can post all of your episodes right on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. You can direct people back to your website to read your show notes if you so desire. I encourage you to do that. It's great. You know, so I say all of this because podcasting is easier than it ever has been. You know, yeah, there's some equipment involved. Yes, you're going to need to have a microphone. Yes, you're going to need hosting. Yes, you're going to need a computer. And sometimes I kind of feel like my thoughts kind of go all over the board when I'm talking about stuff that I know. And maybe that's why this episode feels disjointed to me. So I hope you're getting the content that you need, the information that you need so that you can start your own show. But I want you to understand, you don't need all of this equipment to get started. You don't need all of this. You need a computer, you need Audacity, and you need a microphone. So for $60, you can get up and running incredibly fast. and you can get your message out there for the entire world to hear. But you have to start with an idea. And then number four, you have to know your why. Why are you recording? Why are you doing a podcast? For me, I do a podcast because I want to help you succeed in life. I want to help you find your voice. That's why I'm doing an episode on podcasting, because I want you to find your voice. But if you don't know why you're going to podcast, you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, then don't do it. It's better to not do it than to have done it and regretted it. But if you're going to do it, put your whole heart, your whole passion, your whole life into it. That's what's going to make the difference. So you have to know your why. Who are you talking to in your podcast? Who is your target audience? Why are you wanting to communicate the message you're wanting to communicate? And you want to make sure that your message is bigger than who you are. Because you want your message to reach as many people as possible. Well, my friends, I hope that you have found this episode enjoyable. And I hope that you have found the information that you need. So number one, know your idea. You know, what is it you want to say? Number two, get your equipment. Get the Audio-Technica ATR2100 USB microphone. Download Audacity and record your first episode. Get it out there for the world to see. Put it on your website. And then number four, know your why. Why do you need to get your voice out there? Because it's burning inside of you and there's nothing else you can do other than to talk about it. Talk about your why. And I think that's what podcasting does for me. It allows me to talk about my why. Why? Because I want to help you let your voice be heard. Help you get it out there. Well, you can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/055. And if you could do me one favor, head over to iTunes and rate this show, because I want to help more people find out about this show. So head over to iTunes, rate the show, and leave me a comment there as well, and write a review. And if you do that, I will definitely mention you on the show. If you by chance happen to have any questions related to podcasting, please send me an email at jason@jbsism.com. So jason@jbsism.com, or simply go to jbsism.com/contact. And you can ask a question right there. Otherwise, just go to today's episode, which is jbsism.com/055. You can leave a comment in the comment feed, and I will be more than happy to check those comments and answer any questions you may have regarding podcasting. Well, this episode is copyright JBSism and Sism Enterprise. All rights reserved. Well, my friends, I hope you do everything you can to take your voice, take your message to the next level, succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. My friends, God bless, and I will see you right here at jbsism.com next week.